We are our hormones. We need our hormones. We must protect the hell out of them. Find the simple nutrition and fitness strategies that work best for you. Own it. Be consistent and watch yourself live a beautifully fit, energized, and strong life. Welcome to Maximizing Fitness, Fat Loss, and Running Through Perimenopause, the podcast for the everyday recreational female runner who's ready to take charge of her health, hormones, and energy. If dying to maximize your ability to feel, look, or run your best at any age without overcomplicating it, welcome to the right place. I'm your host, Louise Valentine, a multi-award-winning exercise physiologist, holistic health practitioner, performance scientist, nutrition, running, and strength coach. I'm thrilled to have you join us. Each week, I'll keep it simple, straightforward, and science-based as we deep dive into how you can work with your female physiology to ditch hormone havoc, maximize fueling, fitness, fat loss, and injury prevention to live a vibrant, healthy, and high-performance life. To the active, fierce female listening, yes, you can and you deserve to have it all. I'm putting directly into your capable hands the game-changing strategies that I wish I would have had in my own journey. So whenever your heart desires, yes, you can lace up your shoes, go for an energized run, and look fit as hell. Ready to join our revolution of unlocking your best with science and simplicity? Hell yes, you are. Let's get started. Hi, ladies. Hopping on today with another episode. And this one I just have had on my heart. I wasn't necessarily going to record this as a podcast, but I was thinking about a recent experience I had where I was asked to be an invited speaker to an event here in Wilmington, Delaware called Health in Heels. And it's put on by an organization called Spur Impact. And they also have an event called Mill Summit. And they really are focused on empowering leaders in our area, mentorship, empowering women, specifically in this Health in Heels event, and just bringing us together in a very honest and candid evening of learning all about taking action, standing up as a strong, ambitious female, and prioritizing our health and self-care. With which, let's just be honest, a lot of times when we're super ambitious, career-driven women, it is hard to balance it all, right? We talk about that a lot here on the podcast. It just how, you know, self-care, managing, creating enough time and energy for ourselves. And then when hormones start to change, perimenopause, oh my gosh, this is a challenging phase of life. So it was so fun to speak in front of the women, to watch the reactions in the crowd, to hear the laughter. It was so cool just to see what I share resonates so deeply. And so I felt like it would be doing my community here of amazing women who listen to this podcast a huge disservice not to share what I shared at that event. So a big shout out to a couple other small businesses, female owned, that were there that evening. We had Jennifer Lillian Wellness. She was an amazing life coach and spoke a lot about, you know, goal setting, what is the psychology of us not sticking with our goals? And when we want to change our inner dialogue, how can we do that effectively? So I encourage you to check out her Instagram. She's at Jennifer Lillian Wellness. And then also we had a lovely cardiologist speak, and you know, it was kind of cool to hear about female specific heart health and some different cutting edge science there. And then finally we had the owner of Bathhouse, which is actually a holistic wellness center here in Wilmington, Delaware. And it was really interesting to hear about the science of sound baths, which I actually, when I heard a sound bath, like I did think woo-woo, I'm not going to lie. Even as someone who's a holistic health practitioner, like, you know, I have a background in massage, a lot of things that are considered a little outside of the box, but it was interesting to hear her share the science of sound baths and how it really helps shift our body from this high stress state to a more restful state, or what's known as a sympathetic state or parasympathetic state. And a lot of times as high achieving women, go, go, go all the time, we don't take the time to really stop and slow down and really help encourage our body to hit that like rest and digest state. So I know there's a lot of science, neuroscience, that supports things like binaural beats and other different sound waves that can help promote us getting into those more deep brainwave states. And it's interesting that there is science to support that sound baths can do that. So who knows? Go ahead and check out a sound bath there at Bathhouse here in Delaware. I think Amy and I might have to go stop and see. We were very curious now. So really cool to see our local community come together in just a really empowering evening. But again, I want to share with you ladies what I shared. I'm sure you've heard me speak pieces of this before, but maybe not exactly in this way. And I think it may shock you just to hear a little bit of my background and where we're innovating here at Breaking Through Wellness to really empower women to work with their female physiology and not against it without overcomplicating it. So let's get into my little 20-minute spiel here that I shared at Health and Heals. So I really only had 20 minutes to speak to this room full of powerhouse women, and I knew everyone there wanted to feel their best. They wanted to make the most of their time and energy. So I kept it simple and straightforward because, as you guys know, as listeners of this podcast, as a part of this powerhouse community, we want to make the most of our time and energy because we have zero to waste. So I helped the women learn simple and no shit sustainable ways to have very consistent energy and mental clarity throughout their entire day. I asked who in the room wanted to know how to prevent brain fog, midday energy crashes, and cravings. And finally, who wanted to know how to sleep better, ditch stuck weight, and stop working out but never looking like you do? Because that is so frustrating. And why the heck does that happen, right? No woman wants to work out and not see results. Super annoying. So when we talk about all of our various women's health challenges and our individual fitness goals, the thing that we actually have to start with is forgiveness. And I know you're thinking, forgiveness? Well, that sounds corny. That sounds weird, right? But here's the thing. No one actually ever taught us about our female physiology, or put simply, how our female body actually works. Diets, fitness programs, health advice, most of it is not designed for how the female body actually works, especially when our hormones start to change age 35 and beyond your perimenopause, right? Perimenopause can start as early as our early 30s. Definitely, we're seeing that hormone decline age 35 and beyond. And this is where we see so much complicated information shared. Everyone is overcomplicating this. So what we specialize in at Breaking Through Wellness is helping you understand what the heck is changing in your body, but more importantly, what you can do about it without overcomplicating it. Because I spent years in hormone havoc, so no. We are not going to overcomplicate this, right? No one is going to get lost in complicated and confusing advice. That is my mission. But our hormones do influence everything from our mental health, our energy, how our body uses food as fuel, and how we actually see great results from fitness. The low energy, the brain fog, the belly fat, the stuck weight, not feeling like our freaking self anymore, it's because we don't know how to work with these changing hormones and not against them. We go to our healthcare providers with symptoms. We hear, lab work looks decent, or this is just aging. Welcome to the club. And no, that is not okay, right? No woman deserves to look or feel like shit. And the fact that we have failed at diet programs, regained weight, can't seem to get it off, or we feel, you know, exhausted all the time, never seeing results from fitness, guess what? It's not you, it's your hormones. And when you learn how to work with your female hormones and protect the hell out of them, I promise your life will forever change. So that's what I'm going to share with you how to do today. I'm going to guess that you are so darn ready to learn how to work with your female body to feel, look, and perform your best in the gym, in the office, as a mom, in your marriage and sex life. Get ready to take some notes. Today, you are going to walk away with 5 key areas to focus on. But there are 2 things that I should say up front. Number one, I was recently named number one health and fitness practitioner in the world by the American College of Sports Medicine, which is the world's leading health, fitness, and human performance organization. So yes, this advice is legitimate and somewhat cutting edge. Number two, more importantly, my personal experience backs up what I'm about to say. I was at one point in my life, almost 200 pounds. I'm actively reversing over 5 chronic diseases right now with food, exercise, and holistic stress management as my medicine. And if you know anything about cross country or running, which most listeners of this podcast do, I was dead last on my high school cross country team growing up. You know, the little girl, she's overweight. She is like finishing 10 minutes behind everyone, dead last. And you're sitting there and you're clapping for her like, oh, honey, great job getting out there. That was me. So when you see like a fit, lean, energized athletic machine in front of you today, just know it is so likely that I've been 10 times worse than you. But I also get very deeply how every listener of this podcast, and I know every listener in that room at Health in High Heels, it meant the world for them to feel like their most strong, healthy, and fit self. So in the limited amount of time that I had left in this presentation that I gave, I tried to break it down for the women here. I'm going to break it down for you today. 5 key areas to focus on. Get ready to take some notes. Number 1, whole fresh foods most of the time. In the women's program that is designed, as you guys know, I own a company called Breaking Through Wellness, and we have our Badass Breakthrough Academy program. We keep this very clear and simple with a food list. Bottom line, what are the whole fresh foods that support our best energy, healthy hormones, low inflammation, and help drive best results in our health and fitness? I want you to remember that beautiful food builds a beautiful body. This is not rocket science, right? Example, proteins, your lean meats. Red meat every once in a while is actually a great thing for this strong amino acid profile. Plant-based proteins, healthy fats. Do you know your hormones need fats? I cannot emphasize that enough. Wonderful fats like avocado, nuts, seeds, avocado oil. Did you know extra virgin olive oil is shown to be anti-inflammatory so much as it can be as effective as Tylenol in some studies? That's insane, right? Coconut oil is antifungal, antiviral, has a little bit of a fat burning property to it. Isn't that amazing? Don't we all need that this time of year with COVID? As we're like in and out of different virus strains, like, come on, amazing, right? The power of food, vegetables, eat them all. They are amazing. Consider them fresh foods. Your hormones love veggies. Fruits, count them as a carb, a nutrient dense, fiber rich, wonderful carb. Do not avoid your veggies or your fruits. And carbohydrates. Yes, our body needs carbs. I'm going to get into that a little bit later, but oh my goodness, healthy, fiber-rich, nutrient-dense carbs like sweet potatoes, all the potatoes, brown rice, red white or brown rice, black rice, white. I don't care what color it is. Don't let some weird media misleading spin on research have you shy away from eating something like freaking rice, right? Maybe it doesn't agree with your blood sugar. Maybe you learn that about yourself, but learn what carbs agree with your body and enjoy them because your energy and your hormones need them. But when we think about this, right, like it's absolutely not rocket science. Whole fresh foods most of the time. Wow, that makes a lot of sense, Louise, right? And I kid you not, women in my program lose as many as 6 pounds in 2 weeks just by eating from our food list. It is amazing when you ditch inflammation, when your hormones are nourished, when your body feels amazing, results will come. Because you are protecting your hormones and you are supporting your body first and foremost. And guess what? It works with you. So especially if you're age 35 and beyond, when hormones start to change, eating whole, fresh, nutrient-rich foods most of the time truly matters. But my God, we are bombarded with diet culture, right? No carb, low carb, vegan, fasting, all the things. Well, here's the thing. All diets work at first, but long-term, they are so damaging to women's health, our hormones, and our metabolism. So let's break down a few today, okay? Let's talk about low carb. Why is low carb not a solution for the female body? Our body gets energy from carbs, especially the listeners of this podcast. I know you ladies love health, fitness, or running. We need carbs for energy. I don't care what study you go into, you will always see a low carb and no carb diet is not superior to a carb-rich diet. Now, what does change is the timing and type when we're age 35 and over, as we've alluded to in many other previous podcasts, but that is so specific to your individual activity level. And so that's where that individualized coaching really comes into play. But I want to explain to you, why does a low carb diet work at first? Why do some people think like, oh, this is so effective. This is the answer For every gram of carbs that your body stores 3 grams of water. So that's why it's especially great for athletic performance, because we want to be very well hydrated. That is a cutting edge, right? For us to run strong and fast, actually gain like a 3% gains, in some races. Like, it's huge to be well hydrated. You don't want to lose, to be dehydrated going into a run where you want to run your best. You could lose like 5% of your time just by not hydrating properly. That is crazy, right? But day to day, when we're trying to lose weight, when we're trying to feel lean, long and lean, right? All the women in my program want to look long and lean. We all do. Let's just be honest, right? But you drop weight like it's hot and you feel amazing. You're like, oh, this low carb challenge, these 30 days was amazing. Look at me losing all this weight. But you know what you're doing long term? Your hormones need carbs. I cannot say that enough. You are damaging your hormonal health. Your body's not making progesterone, estrogen, testosterone, like it effectively could be. Perimenopause, that is already happening. They're decreasing. So you're going to make perimenopause hell. And then your metabolism is screwed because what? You don't have any hormones. So you go off of your low carb diet because, let's just face it, most low carb diets feel like shit, really low energy, especially when you're an active woman. Like, let's not lie about this, ladies, right? I don't know how many past clients are like, you're right, Louise, it just felt like shit. I just don't want to do this anymore. I'm like, you're in the right place, right? But now we have to undo all of this metabolic damage that unfortunately we caused because we were misled by thinking this was an effective diet. It's not. So it is possible to come back from this. But unfortunately, what we see is after we go off the low carb diet, the weight comes back extremely fast. And due to that metabolic and hormone damage, we gain more weight than we lost. So this yo-yo impact that you're feeling, it's not you, it's your hormones. But today you just learned something incredibly powerful, right? How to work with your female physiology and not against it. So keep that in mind. But as I said, timing and type of carbohydrates really does start to change, especially age 35 and beyond. So we'll get into that a little bit later. Next, let's talk about fasting. Why is fasting not a solution for the female body? A little hormone called cortisol. And I know we have deep dived into this in a previous episode. Like, Amy and I really kind of just got into it with you ladies and shared what we know. But I want you to understand that our body is primed to make hormones in the morning. I cannot reiterate that enough. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see me bouncing in my eyeball chair here, right? Like, we need to make hormones in the morning. So let's say that you go into the morning fasted. You are starting your day in a hormonal deficit. Your body should be focused on making progesterone, estrogen, and testosterone, right? We talk about our Breaking Through Wellness Power 3 hormones that we absolutely want to protect and have on fire, especially 35 and beyond. But guess what? Your body is focused on making cortisol or overstressed when you're fasted. Then you pair something like exercise, or God forbid you go for a run. Woo, cortisol is through the roof. And what's your body not making when it's focused on making cortisol? It's not making progesterone, estrogen, or testosterone. Your body is going to hit perimenopause faster than it should. Menopause is going to be a hell. You're going to need hormone replacement therapy. That is what I see every single day in practice and what literature and research is supporting time and time again. If you've ever heard Dr. Stacey Sims talk about this, like, she is on fire. As a fellow female physiologist, I completely agree. So this is very, very counterproductive. You don't want to make perimenopause worse. Additionally, when your body is not fed, your fitness results need fuel. So what happens is you do initially, like I said, every diet works at first because it's a brand new stimulus to your body. You will drop some weight. You might feel a little leaner, but long-term what happens? And for everyone, this is different, right? Your individual genetic predispositions and your unique female physiology, but you'll start to see you're gaining more weight than you're losing. You're eating less, you're working out harder. And because cortisol is so high, it promotes belly fat storage. So you're gaining belly fat, which I'm going to guess that's the reason why you were working out in the first place, right? Was to ditch the belly fat. That is incredibly unfortunate. Again, what are we seeing? Metabolic damage, hormone damage. How hard is that to come back from when we thought fasting was a solution. It's not a solution for the female body, especially us active women, which most women listening to this podcast are. So incredibly empowering information to know, right? Go back to our fasted episode. I think it's should runners fast? Sometimes, always, never, when. We talk a little bit about if ever is a time to, right? But not every day, and certainly not the solution or the way to lose weight or fat. So a couple other things here, ladies, about this lovely diet culture that is screwing our success. You know, like I said, there's going to be a lot of forgiveness when you're listening to this episode. Like, wow, I cannot believe how bad this is for women. But in the same boat of fasting, we cannot be low calorie all the time. This completely screws our hormones, metabolism, and success. Our body needs calories to function. It needs calories to make hormones, to build muscle, and to burn fat. You know what? We're sitting there. Diet culture tells us, log into MyFitnessPal. You better not go over 1,200 calories. Or even the active female, some of us are like, oh, I can't go over 1,600. No, I'll meet my daily protein goal, but I can't go over 16. Ladies, this is so bio-individual, dependent on your activity level, but to be low calorie all the time is incredibly counterproductive for that same reason. Your body will not make hormones like it should. Your metabolism will be screwed long-term. And again, like I said, a lot of women coming into my program, we are undoing all of this. Have I got the methods and the science down to make this quick and effective? I do, but many women who are listening to this podcast, who I've coached previously, know exactly what I'm talking about, because it may have taken us like 6 freaking weeks to get your metabolism back. That sucks, right? From years of yo-yo dieting, but it's not our fault. So again, I want you to forgive yourself for believing misinformation, because science is always emerging. A lot of practitioners don't stay up to date with cutting-edge science. So we need to forgive those who are misinformed and just, you know, really take what we learn here today, understand it, and use it to empower ourselves to make better choices. Really, that's all we can do, right? Is one foot in front of the other and make better choices. So the first key takeaway that I shared with the ladies at Health and High Heels, really letting it sink in, diets are not the answer. Food quality matters now more than ever, especially age 35 and beyond. Whole fresh foods most of the time. Remember that beautiful food builds a beautiful body. Your fitness results need fuel. So the second thing that I shared with the women is a little bit about the science of aging. What is happening is, and I've shared this with podcast listeners before, is that phase one and phase two liver detoxification is slowing down. This is why we could get away with eating a lot of more like junk food or even like dieting and stuff when we were younger. Like we saw some results, it worked, whatever. And we didn't really have to always watch what we ate. But ooh, now as we age, we do. That is why whole fresh foods most of the time does matter now more than ever. The other thing to think about in the context of the fact that liver detoxification is slowing down is that we have to redefine our relationship with alcohol. It is harder for our body to process alcohol. And when we do have alcohol, our body is processing or so focused on detoxification that it's not absorbing nutrition from our foods. If we're pairing it with a meal, you might notice that it takes longer for you to recover after you have a couple drinks, right? We talk about this all the time. Like the wine really hits us. You know, a lot of women even decide to avoid alcohol altogether. But a lot of listeners know that Amy and I like to have a nice cocktail. We do like to have a girls' night. Like we talk about how as a part of our marriage and our lifestyle, we still want to enjoy alcohol. But ladies, I want you to think through and redefine your relationship with alcohol. In individualized coaching sessions, we are helping women to determine, you know, we may go from like a drink 5 nights a week to down to 1 or 2. We purposefully plan our splurges and we're strategic with our alcohol. We have alcohol hacks. We have better choice lists in our academy, and we help you determine specific to your goals, whether it's a running goal, fat loss, ditching hormone havoc, whatever it is, redefining your relationship with alcohol. Because the fact of the matter is, with that liver detoxification slowing down, it's incredibly important to do. So second takeaway, redefine your relationship with alcohol. But I know you're thinking now, okay, cool, Louise, I'm going to eat whole fresh foods most of the time. That's number one. Number two, redefine my relationship with alcohol. But does this mean that, I don't know, tell me like how I should actually eat? And most of the women that we coach come just like, tell me what to freaking eat. I just want to know what to eat, when, tell me what to do, and I will freaking do it. I cannot stand feeling like crap or looking like crap or running like crap. And it always makes us laugh because we know what that feels like, right? And this is so individual to you. Again, your individual goals. We have it down to like game plans and checklists that you get in our program because everyone really likes it to be crystal clear and, okay, this is what I'm supposed to eat in a day. But the thing is there's a couple of things I can share with you today. I can't, you know, give blanket recommendations, but every woman in our program learns a complete meal rule of thumb. So they're eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner using our complete meal rule of thumb that helps to balance our blood sugar. And the third takeaway that I really want you to remember is the strategic way of eating that's most important at this age is balancing your blood sugar, because of the root cause of hot flashes, night sweats, energy crashes at 3 p.m., not seeing results in the gym, sometimes even libido tanking, and actually is a root cause of chronic disease. So long-term, you know, our longevity, our health, our happiness is the ability to balance our blood sugar. Belly fat can be, that can pile on as a result of imbalanced blood sugar. It's amazing how much that matters. So three complete meals using our complete meal rule of thumb. And the other thing that I'll share is that no naked carb rule. It is essential to your success. So when you do have snacks, women are having, you know, maybe 1 to 4 no naked carb snacks in the day, depending on your activity level. Again, strategize specific to you. Are you trying to lose fat? Are you a runner? Are you an ultra runner? You know, that matters. But this no naked carb rule is really important to your success. So in episode, I think it's number 6 of this podcast, we deep dive into the no naked carb rule specific to mitigating hot flashes. So I used it as an example there. So you can go back, listen to that. I really deep dive into it. But as an example, have you ever had an apple and you have it as a snack after lunch? You're like, oh, great, healthy choice. Like, I'm so proud of myself. But then all of a sudden your energy tanks. You have brain fog. You are driving home and you're ravenous. You run in the house. You're like, oh my gosh, it's like a snack attack. And then you eat dinner and you might not have that dinner be, you know, a proper meal composition to balance your blood sugar. What happens again? You're hungry. You overeat. Energy spikes. It crashes. Or even if you eat a small meal and it's that wrong composition, not to balance your blood sugar, especially at night, that critical time, energy spikes and crashes. Then you're sitting on the couch. And you're sitting there thinking, oh my gosh, I suck. My willpower, like these cravings, like what is wrong with me? I'm never going to lose weight. I'm never going to feel good. Ugh, I want to see results in the gym. And here I am just shoving food down my face. And we blame ourselves. It is not your fault. It is your imbalanced blood sugar. Crazy, right? Let's backtrack to that apple that started the whole darn thing. Did you know if you just pair a protein or a fat source with that apple, it can mitigate that entire impact and that downstream impact, right? Like we still need to talk about dinner and that meal composition, or maybe like a health and fitness or fat loss supporting snack at night. If you are hungry, what can you eat, right? We have all those strategies for you in our program. But going back to that apple, protein, if you have just like a slice or little slice of like leftover chicken that you have in the fridge, a scoop of Greek low sugar Greek yogurt, a couple of nuts, it will completely change the biochemical pathway of that food and how it's processed in your body. Rather than blood sugar spike and crash or energy high and low, it's more of a steady state impact. When I learned that in my medical biochemistry class, I was just floored. So cool, right? I don't know how many women now, especially here in Wilmington, Delaware, like it's so funny when someone joins our program and they're like, no naked carbs. Oh my gosh. When I was running with my girlfriends, we were talking about that. Like this is becoming like a Wilmington, Delaware thing. So all you girls out there in Wilmington, you go, even if you're not in our program, but no naked carbs is your superpower, especially age 35 and beyond, when it's harder for our body to process carbs due to our decreasing estrogen. So balancing your blood sugar is your third takeaway. It is such a superpower. And no, you don't need to buy a continuous glucose monitor to find that out, right? Notice how different foods impact your body. No naked carbs. And if you really want the strategic support, we have exact plans for you in our program. So with that, now we know you are probably thinking, okay, so I'm going to eat the whole fresh foods most of the time. But does that mean that I can never have a meal out or never have a processed food ever again? Oof, I don't know about that. And the answer is no. It's a hell no, actually. This is where like things just get so crazy with diet culture. And even like type A's like myself and a lot of the women I coach, it's like, no, we can be so dialed in. Like we want the results. Let's get them. We're highly motivated. But here we're doing ourselves a disservice by not giving our body and our metabolism that boost. It is good for your body to have a higher calorie day. It is good for your gut and your body to process different foods every now and again. We want to have that metabolic flexibility. And in fact, it's actually very healthy for your metabolism and effective for sustainable and long-term fat loss. So we do encourage women in our program to purposefully plan their splurge meals or items. But this is where that individualized coaching, strategic to you, your goals and exact guidance on how can I do this and still live my life, that freedom and that flexibility, because no one wants to just, you know, never have pizza or beer night ever again with their husband. Like, let's just be honest. Like Amy and I always talk about like our husbands would freaking divorce us if we were like, now, no family pizza night ever. That is not a life we want to live, right? But imagine if you are so dialed in during your week or, you know, it's, we keep it super flexible. Like you can use our rules of thumbs at a gas station, if I'm being honest. So if you're that woman on the go, you can still be dialed in despite a busy family filled life or a high demanding career, but you know what purposefully planned splurges you can look forward to. And this is where our community at Breakthrough Wellness really comes in handy because we share like each Sunday and each Wednesday, like how we're doing with our goals. Like what's our number one focus for the week and how are we actually doing? So we need to say this out loud. Even myself as a high achiever, dialed in most of the time, like never have a goal I haven't met kind of person, but I still need to say it out loud. The accountability, that hyper motivation of saying like, no, I'm going to go to my mom's house for dinner on Sunday. And I know it's going to be a pasta dinner and I don't want to offend her. I really want to enjoy that meal. Like food is love for her. So I am going to go in with a strategy. I'm going to enjoy it. That's my purposefully planned splurge, but I'm going to actually pack a scoop of protein powder in my purse. So that way I can at least have some protein with the meal. I know how to balance my blood sugar strategically. We talk through other strategies with women specific to what's coming up for you. You know, in that scenario, what woman wants to go to her mom's house and say, no, mom, I'm just not eating that tonight. Really? That's not a life we want to live. So we talk through these real life scenarios, right? Like you're making brownies with your kids. Release the shame. The other day in a coaching session, a woman was like, oh, I just love your approach. Like when you just say like, eat the brownies when you're cooking with your kids, have a sliver, move your body afterwards, have it earlier in the day, you're going to be okay. Yes, you're going to be okay. And you know what? That woman is freaking eating brownies. She just ran a great half marathon. She went to destination. She enjoyed herself on vacation, was strategic in her approach going up to the race, smart while on vacation, but definitely didn't restrict, came home, knew exactly how to dial it in and get right back on track with her continued weight loss journey. That is what I want for every single listener of that podcast, of this podcast. I wanted for every single woman who was in that room that night to live that beautiful, fit, energized, healthy, and non-restrictive life. We all want that, right? It's so very possible. But one thing I did not hit yet for our fifth takeaway is a little bit about fitness. Oh my goodness. All right. So let's talk about this, ladies. Exercise recommendations. Here's the thing. In our program with the women we coach, even those who come in for more like REN coaching, or they really want to diet, like lean out or look, really see those results in the gym. Like I really want to look long and lean for the first time in my freaking life. Can you help me, Louise? We can. But the first thing we always start with is nutrition. And here's why. Because if you're going to the gym without any energy, it's going to feel like crap. Everyone wants to give up on fitness if you don't have the energy to fuel it. Additionally, what's probably more important is you need your hormones and your metabolism on fire to see results from the gym. So we have to ensure that you have wonderful, balanced, optimized hormones. And I say optimized loosely, right? Like we're not using lab work to say like, oh, you need some exact little percentage. No, it's really like how let's support your hormones with a strategic food approach. Know these rules of thumbs to support your metabolism. If you need to restore your metabolism, we help you do that. Then you see freaking results from your fitness. But we do need the right type of fitness. With our hormones changing, it is so true that our fitness strategy needs to be really on point. And there are certain types of fitness that are counterproductive. Too much high intensity, too many miles all the time, right? We talk a lot about that. But one question I usually get is, Louise, what's more important, strength training or cardio? Listeners of this podcast probably know my answer already, but let me say it again. I actually do have an answer. Strength training is most important. And here's why. Because let's face it, as females, we could go out for a walk and get our heart rate up, right? That is not hard. Having the motivation to do it is something different. But we also could ride a freaking elliptical machine all darn day. Like, I don't know how many women I see at the gym just like mindlessly on the freaking elliptical for hours. We are not intimidated by cardio. But where we get intimidated, where we get afraid of hurting ourselves, not sure if we're doing it right or the right exercises, is strength training. Strength training builds your body up. As I've shared previously, did you know that strength training can increase testosterone and help restore lost libido? It's not the fastest path to success, but my goodness, strength training is amazing. It builds up your metabolism. It helps burn body fat. Your key to long-term fat loss success is to gain muscle. Because muscle does what? It burns calories at rest. That is amazing, right? Muscle is your superpower, right? But let's say that that's actually not that motivating for you to hear. You're like, I don't know if I really want to fit into my skinny jeans or look great. Okay, maybe you've let go of those ambitions at this point in life. That's your choice. But I want you to shift your thinking around strength training and why it's so critical. Strength training is your ability to pick up a box off the floor and not throw out your back. It's your ability to hike with your husband on a luxurious European vacation in retirement. It is your ability to pick up your grandkids and swing them around when you're older. Strength training is everything. It is your longevity. It is your functional fitness for life. We all want to be functional, fit, strong humans. So if you are not strength training, I encourage you to consider 2 times per week, just 2 times per week to get started. Some women in our program are intimidated by strength training. Others are looking more to like level up with the female specific strategy, but we actually have both types of resources. You can get very individualized form correction. Maybe you're coming from injury history past, so you really need more of that like corrective exercise or things really specific to your unique health, fitness, and injury history. But when we talk about actually driving results, the other piece of forgiveness here is that most exercise instruction and fitness programs are not designed for how the female body actually works. There are so many form cues specific to being female. For example, did you know when you do a squat, you should be engaging your pelvic floor? A root cause of mummy tummy, or why we look like we are still pregnant or have that little lower body pooch, that is so frustrating, even for the most thin of us, is that we don't know how to engage our deep core. I just did an entire, well, it's not entire, it's like a 14, 15 minute video about how to engage our deep core in specific exercises to really get that like, you know, girdle impact for our core. Because that's such a frustrating spot for us women. And no one actually ever taught us how to really engage that deep core. In my master's work, like years ago, I studied pelvic floor health. You know, coming back, like how do we prevent leakage, this diastasis recti where our abs never actually go back together, because I was struggling in my own comeback postpartum with my son and my daughter. And my son, I was miserable 3 years in freaking physical therapy, trying to find like a pelvic floor, the physical therapist or any knowledgeable female specific physical therapist back in the day was nearly impossible. I had to go to the research and design this all myself. So it's so, I mean, annoying, right? Female specific science, where the F is it? So I dug deep and found it and then created our own way too, right? Amy and I are innovative and we're you know, working with one, we're seeing what works and what doesn't. And then we design and redesign accordingly to get you the resources that are straightforward and drive results. I want you, maybe our program's not for you, I want you to find a trainer who is knowledgeable in female specific training. It will change your results forever. Do you know just a few effective core exercises to do to really truly impact that area? Don't do the darn crunches. Can you think about a crunch? Think about a crunch. You are coming up, and imagine, as women who most of us are, you know, postpartum or even years later, still struggling with that mummy tummy pooch, that diastasis recti, that separating, I'm showing here on YouTube. But, you know, we have like, sometimes it's called a functional diastasis recti. We could sneeze and it could come back open years later. Believe me, I still struggle with this, but mine is called a functional diastasis recti. So I'm pain-free. But what's interesting is that if I'm not doing my deep core work, engaging my core with every single exercise I do, strategic with the way that I do my squats, I'm going to have a mummy tummy pooch, no matter how thin I am. And a crunch is going to be incredibly counterproductive because every time I come up, it's going to encourage it to open wider. Is a crunch engaging your deep core and your pelvic floor and all your lady parts? No. So again, so much forgiveness here for this shitty diet culture and exercise culture that has been screwing our success for years. So strength training is everything, ladies. Really consider adding it into your routine, especially if you're a runner. It is your speed, performance. It is your ability to have bone and muscle. It is your ability to feel strong, resilient, injury prevention. It is the key to your running success. And studies show that even say you run 5 days per week, if you replace one of those days with strength training, you're faster, stronger, more higher performing runner. Booyah. Key to your success. All right. So I gave you 5 key areas to focus on here today. Number one, whole fresh foods most of the time. Dieting is not the answer. You need it for your, you need whole fresh foods for your health, hormones, energy, and metabolism. You want that on fire. Number two, redefine your relationship with alcohol. Number three, balance your blood sugar always. And even if you don't have a fat loss goal, as you age, this is critical to preventing disease and longevity, that healthy, happy life. Number four, purposefully plan your splurges. Again, whether or not you have a weight loss goal, hormones are influencing how our body uses food for fuel. Additionally, you have liver detoxification slowing down. It is important. It is harder for your body to process processed foods. Let's make smart, healthy, and nourishing choices and love our body because beautiful food builds a beautiful body. But we also want to have a beautiful life. So we just find that sweet spot of balance and ensure that we still enjoy the foods that we love. Number five, exercise specific to your goals. Strength train at least twice per week. Optimal results, 3 to 4, if I'm being honest. But again, it doesn't have to take up your life. We keep our workouts simple, sweet, to the point, and female specific to drive best results at only 20 to 30 minutes. Anyone can do that, right? And if you're not working on your cardio, I know most women in this podcast community are because we are runners, but 30 minutes 3 times per week. Can you get started there? You're strength training twice per week. If you are doing cardio 3 times per week, you are exercising 5 times per week, around 30 minutes, 20 to 30 minutes. You can do this, right? It's important now more than ever. But ladies, in summary, we are our hormones. We need our hormones. We must protect the hell out of them. Find the simple nutrition and fitness strategies that work best for you. Own it. Be consistent and watch yourself live a beautifully fit, energized, and strong life. I wish that for every single listener of this podcast. And that was my presentation, ladies. But I hope you enjoyed me just kind of sharing, like, what was this experience like in this room? And you could just see my face lights up. I know so many of our clients here in Delaware, like, I definitely have to be at Health and Heels next year. And I think we all do, because when you come together with a community of women and we all wore cute heels and got dressed up and there were vendors, there were drinks, there was amazing food. So good. I forget what the caterer was, but it was so good. Yeah. Like, can you imagine just coming together in a room full of women talking about like these real honest things, like candidly sharing our struggles, talking through, you know, even like redefining our relationship with alcohol and our inner dialogue and cardiovascular health. And you can come and you can soak up a lot of knowledge, so many amazing takeaways in one, like, I think it was like 2-hour event. You network. Like it was really cool. So I am so grateful for everyone I met that night. And I'm really encouraging you to, you know, think outside the box, go to events like this and surround yourself with the women who can see the greatness in you, especially when you can't see it in yourself. We have a lot of that happens at Breaking Through Wellness in our Badass Breakthrough Academy program, because at this stage of life, it's not easy. We all know that. And when we honestly say that, we start talking about the things that are working. It's an amazing place to be. So with that, you can find a free guide that actually details some of these other strategies that help mitigate the impact of our changing hormones on our health, fitness, and running at breakingthroughwellness.com. We have our Badass Breakthrough Academy program that you can check out there. Like, what is this program? And now that you understand even more deeper what's changing in our female physiology, and you read through what is included in our program, you're like, oh, this makes so much sense. I know, because I lived through that hell, like I said, so I had to design my own solutions. But after coaching so many women, hearing what we need, what we want, what we desire, how we want to feel, where we get stuck, man, this program only continues to improve. So if you want to strategize with myself or one of my brilliant coaches like Amy or Ariel, go to breakingthroughwellness.com. We offer a free consult. And I can tell you, ladies, very honestly, you might not identify with the words like high achiever. You might not even identify with the word runner or athlete, even if you love to run. I can't tell you how many women like listen and follow for years, and then they finally reach out. It has to be the right time for you, but don't feel intimidated when you hear the success stories of the women in our program, because you are so very capable of that too. And today you learned where there's so much misinformation, and how this diet and fitness culture has screwed our success. The more information we know about the female body, the more ways you know how to work with your female body specific to your goals and your busy life, you can have an amazing life too. So with that, ladies, I am wishing you a vibrantly healthy and high performance day. Take care. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Maximizing Fitness, Fat Loss, and Running Through Perimenopause. We hope you found it refreshingly simple, straightforward, and actionable. If you enjoyed the show, please take a moment to subscribe to our podcast and leave us a review. Your feedback means the world to us and helps others discover our podcast. And don't miss out. Hop on over to breakingthroughwellness.com to subscribe to my newsletter. Stay up to date on upcoming episodes, free resources, my live educational events, our community of incredibly strong women, and Badass Breakthrough Academy, the one-on-one coaching program and learning experience for women ready to unlock their best with less stress. Thank you again for being part of our podcast community. Until next time, keep it simple, low stress, and specific to you. And of course, your friendly medical disclaimer: no information on this podcast or provided through any of our services should be used to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure any disease or condition. Please always seek the advice of a trusted medical professional, such as your doctor, as needed. We are collaborative here at Breaking Through Wellness as an active member of your team when we work in one-on-one coaching services only. With that, we are wishing you a vibrant, healthy, and high-performance day, finding all the information you need to unlock your best with less stress.